Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Masech Sanhedrin, and we are up to Perak Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Meisel Meisel Yosim Pesach Platrin Shlo. If a king loses a relative, he does not leave the palace, according to the Tanakh. Rabbi Domer Motzalatze Sachar Mita Yotze Shekein Metzin B'David Shiat Sachar Mita Sir Shalavner Shem Rav Melch David Halech Achar Hamita. Rabbi Yehuda says, if a king wants to volunteer to go Achar Hamita to follow the coffin and be part of the funeral procession, he may do so because he got to learn Tanakh, and it says that David did that when Avner died. No, he only did that to calm the people down so that they should realize that he was not the one that was behind the murder of Avner, meaning Yoav killed Avner, and he wanted to make sure that the people appreciated that he was saddened by Avner's death and that he was not the one that was in support of it. When they do a Suda Savra for a Melech, everyone sits on the ground and he sits not on a safsa like a Kohen Gadol, but on a dargish, on a real bed, on a, you know, more kavadika type of thing. So both by the Kohen Gadol and the Melech, they're more elevated than everybody else, even at their Suda Savra, but the Melech is really elevated. Mishnah Dalet, Motzil Melchamas HaRashos Al Pi Bezen Shal Shev Mechad. We can go out to Melchamas HaRashos with the authorization of the Sanhedrin Gadol, Uporitz Lasos Lo Derech Vein Machen Biado, and the king is allowed to make a derech, and no one could object. He can go and make a derech wherever he wants. He doesn't need permission. Derech hamelech ein lo shir, and the derech of a king doesn't have any shir to it. There's no limit to it. V'kolam bozin v'nosan lefanav v'unotel chelik barosh. Everyone will take the spoils of war and they'll put it in front of him, and he gets the first dibs on whatever the spoils are. Lo yarbu lo nashim el shmona esrei. He's not allowed to have too many wives. Limit of 18. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mabru Hulo Blachli Masir Sazliba. Rabbi Yehuda says he can have as many wives as he wants, as long as they don't lead his heart astray. Rabbi Shimon Omer Afilu Achas Masir Sazliba Reisalei Sena. No, leading his heart astray, even if he has one that leads his heart astray, that would be a disaster. Imkein Lama Nemer Lo Yarbelo Nashim Velo Yarbelo Nashim. So what's the Torah telling me when it says not to have too many? Afilu Kavigayil, even if they're big tzidkanios. Lo Yarbelo Susim, he's not allowed to have too many horses. Elikadei Markafto, just what he needs for his chariots. Vekesev Zov Lo Yarbelo Mor, he shouldn't amass too much silver and gold, just enough to give proper wages to his army and to his staff that help him out. He should have his own Sefer Torah written for him, that he writes for himself. When he goes out to war, he brings the Sefer Torah with him. He comes back in, he brings the Sefer Torah back in with him. When he sits as a dayan on a din Torah, he sits judging the people, he has the Sefer Torah with him. Mesav he connects, and when he sits by the table, the Sefer Torah is there as well, because the pasuk says it should remain with him throughout his entire life. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel we said that if a melech loses a relative, is a machlokas. Tanakama says he doesn't leave the palace. Rabbi Yehuda says he's allowed to join the funeral procession just like David HaMelech did. But Tanakama said, no, David HaMelech only did that to appease the people, that he's not the one that was behind Yoav killing Avner. And when we do Suda Savra, the Melech sits on a nice, comfortable mita. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that the Melech goes out to fight a Melchemes Rishos with the authorization of the Sanhedrin, and he can break through anyone's field and just make a path and a road there, and he gets the first dibs on these spoils. We had a machlokas, how many wives he's allowed to have. Is it a limit of 18, or is it that he could have as many as he wants as long as they're not meseris libo? And we said that he can't have more horses than he needs, he can't amass more gold and silver beyond what he needs to pay his staff, and you should always have a sefer Torah that's with him at all times. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perak Beis, Mishnah Hey.